Okay. Say Daf Nun Hey. We are on Daf Nun Hey. Nun Hey Amud Aleph, but the Mishnah, third line from the top. Again, since all these Mishnayot are talking about different takanos that were enacted, these are a little bit different, slightly different, but they're still in the takana world, and that's why they're here. Number one, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah was made. This Mishnah also appears in Masechet Idias, where people, different Tanoim, gave edus about different halachas. He said, al-chareshes, about a deaf girl, shehisiya ava, that her father married her, so she has no. She's considered as someone who doesn't have any das. Her father married her. She yotza beget. You can give her a get, even though you can't give a shota a get, because the pasuk says that that you give her a get viyotza mibesa, and she'll leave the house. And a shota you can't guarantee she'll leave. So come back. She's not. Unfortunately, she doesn't have the das. So, but we don't say that over here. You can give her a get. Viala katana, that's one halacha. You can give her a get. Again, unlike a shota, you can't divorce. A chareshes, yes, you can divorce.
What?
No, it's not necessary, but she can't leave. She doesn't leave. That's the problem. It's a separate problem. You're right, she doesn't need das, 100%. But she doesn't leave. She stays there. So then it's not a fulfillment of the pasuk. So you can't divorce her. There's no capability. But she doesn't need das to get divorced, but she needs das to accept it. The difference. She just has das. We're going to see. The Gemara will almost ask your question. V'al kitana bas Yisrael, a kitana bas Yisrael, sheniseis l'kohen, that gets married to a kohen, and Rashi points out that this marriage is only midrabanan, because her father's not alive. So if her father's not alive, the only way you could marry a kitana is midrabanan. Even though this is a dirabanan marriage, she's allowed to eat truma. Right? She's married to a kohen. She'ocheles b'truma. She can eat truma. V'im mesa baila. And if the husband dies, yarsha. The husband yarshens. Okay? Not the family. Next, v'yal hamarish. And we have a beam. Hagazel, that was stolen. Shebina'o bira, that was built into a building. I stole a 2x4, and then I built the Empire State Building. Now, the owner of the 2x4 comes and says, I want that back. So, the halacha is, you have to destroy the entire Empire State Building to give him back his little beam. That's crazy. So, the Chacham made a takana, she yitol es damav, that the victim, the gazlin, the guy who got the money stolen, the guy who got the beam stolen, can take money instead. Why? Because we want to encourage tshuva. And the only way to do tshuva is to heishiv es hagzeila. But you can't, because I'm going to destroy the Empire State Building, so you give money instead. Someone's medayik, the Pelas Chaim, was an unbelievable diak. He says, it should say in the Mishnah, it should say, shenosein es, shenosein es damav. Shenosein es damav. Give money. What does it mean, she yitol es damav? He takes the money. Why does it say like that? Shouldn't say that. It should say, shenosein es damav. So the Pelas Chaim says, because you are not going to be mekayim the mitzvah by returning cash instead of the beam, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of a heishev es hagzeila. You're not returning the item. If you could always return cash, then really what you're doing is, let's say I walk over and say, I really love that shirt. I ripped the shirt off you, but I pay you for it. So I'm called a chamas. I don't want to do that. I gave you full market value. Doesn't make a difference. I don't want to do that. Isn't that what you're doing here? I took the beam. Fine. I'll pay you for it. Right? What does paying for it do? Not in the case of ripping someone's shirt off, but in this case, it won't. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of hazela. What are you mekayim? You're no longer a rasha. You're no longer a chamas. Right? At least I paid you for it. I'm doing the best I can. It's unreasonable to take down the building, so I'll pay you for it. So the Pelas Chaim says that's why it says shiyitol. No. The guy wants the money. He's helping you do tshuva. He's okay with that cash. It's not like you're ripping the shirt off, but you're paying for it. Right, I took the beam, but I'll pay for it. Oh, and then when they catch me in 10 years from now and I've already built the building, I'll pay for it. No, it's not like that. If that would be the case, wouldn't be such a big help. What is it? He wants the money. She told us, though, he's taking it, his hands out, he can't wait to get the money. Then you get tshuva. You might not be able to be mekayim veishav es agzela. Ein achanami. Veishav es agzela might be lost. But at least we're getting around other problems by having the nigzal, the nigzal, the victim, be so excited to take this money from you. Right. Ein achanami. Right. What? Any building. A beer means a building. Yeah, a building. I said the Empire State Building because it's very dramatic. Right? What if a guy built a tree house for the kids? So take the beam off and give it. You can say
mansion.
Okay. Because I think they're trying to show you the extreme, how extreme we are. Right? You build a big fancy mansion, we're not going to ask you to undo it. What if you built a small mansion? What if you built a one-family house? What if you built an apartment? Right? I don't think the halacha would change. Now, v'alchatas hagzula, a chatas that was stolen, shelo no de la rabim, v'lo de la rabim. Nobody knows it was stolen. You stole an animal. You brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. You told the Kahanim, it's yours. Nobody knew. So now, what's the story with you? You're not allowed to bring a stolen animal as a carbon. So, but then, nobody knew. So the Mishnah says, shehi mekaperes. It's okay, you're going to get the kapara. Why? Mipnei tikkun hamizbeach. A takana to help out the mizbeach. What does that mean? The Gemara will say what that means. Okay? Amar Rava. Rava says, you know what? I have an unbelievable chiddush. Me'eduso shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. From the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, what was his chiddush? That you're allowed to divorce a chareshes. You're allowed to divorce a chareshes. Amar. I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. Based on his chiddush, I'll tell you it's false. Amar. Le'edim. If a guy says to Edim, Ru'u get ze sha'ani nosin lo. Look at this get that I just wrote up. I just wrote it. I got Edim. I got a good sofer. Look at this get. I'm giving it to my wife. V'chazar v'amala. Then he calls over his wife and he says, Kanzi shtar chov ze. Can you do me a favor? Can you pick up that I'm going to give you the shtar chov that somebody owes us $1 million. Wouldn't you want to hold that and say, put it in the safe deposit box? This guy, I just told this guy $1 million. He owes us $1 million. Right? Wouldn't you want to pick up that? Come get it. Harezeh migureshes. That'll be a good divorce. Right? After all, Milo Amar B'yochanan Megudgudah. Didn't B'yochanan Megudgudah say lo ba'in and daita? We don't need her das. Her das is irrelevant. Hachanami lo ba'in and daita. We don't need her das. So I can tell her it's a different kind of document. I can tell her it's the newspaper. Come look at the newspaper. And when she comes to look at it, I hand it to her, and she thinks it's a newspaper. Look at this. She's divorced. After all, you don't need das. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah said that. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Obvious. It's Pshita. It's Pashat. Right? Mahu de tema. I might think, Kivan de Omar Kansi Shtar Chov Zeh. Since he said to her, no, come look at this Shtar Chov that this guy owes us $1 million. Bitule Batle. He was Mavatel the get. By calling it something else, and therefore it is not a get, even though it looks like a get, and it's signed like a get, and it's written like a get, but since he called it a different item, we're mavatalit, kamash malon, we are not mavatalit. You know why? Because im isa debitle, if it's true that he wants it to be mavatalit, le'edim havi amr lehu. He had to say it to the edim. Not to the wife. He had to tell the Edom, by the way, you know what? I changed my mind. I didn't give it to her yet. I'm mavatalit. That's what you could do. They had a whole perek about that. V'hai deka'amar hachi. So why did he say this? Why did he do this? Why did he tell her, I want you to come look at the newspaper. I want you to come look at the Starkov. Really, it's a get. You know why? We show him the kisufa because he's embarrassed. He knows what she's going to do to him if she knew it was a get. So what does he do? He has to come to a ruse. And therefore, he tells her a story to get the get from his hands to her hands. So,
why
No, the Tikkun HaOlam was that we were going to... Tikkun HaOlam in this Mishnah could be the Takanas. Might not be the first line. Might not be the case of the Chareshet. What's the Tikkun HaOlam there? Here's the other case of Tikkun HaOlam. If you steal a beam, if you steal a carbon, those could be Tikkun HaOlam cases. That's not the first case of Tikkun HaOlam. Now, the Tzim Gittin asks, what is Rava talking about? Now I know that you can give a get Bal Karcha. That's the ABCs of Gittin. Now he knows? On Daf Nun Hey? I mean, now he knows. So the Tziv Gittin says, now he knows that you can give a woman a get and she doesn't even know it's a get. In other words, you could drag her to Beis Din and say, I'm divorcing you, I don't care what you say, I'm divorcing you. She has no power to stop that. This is a Chiddush. She doesn't even know it's a get. What would be the difference? Now what if she doesn't? So she doesn't know. Maybe there's a Hagmin, she has to at least know it's a get. Says Rav, she doesn't even have to know that. Shemar doesn't know nothing. Just walk over to her and tell her it's a lottery ticket and it's really a get. It's okay. That we never knew before. And Rav says, I learned that right from this story with the Chareshes. Okay? Fine. Next. It's a little hard. Now, the next case was, so we started off with a case of a Chareshes, then we switched to a Ketana. That's mashma, that the Chareshes was not a Ketana. But that's going to be a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rambam's going to have an unusual thing to say. But the next part of the Mishnah says, the ala Ketana Bas Yisrael, a Ketana that's a Bas Yisrael, can eat Truma. So the Gemara says, that's mashma, v'ilu Chareshes lo achla. A Chareshes cannot eat Truma. So if Chareshes is married to a Kohen, she can't. Why? Because the Mishnah went out of its way to bring up a new case about a Ketana, which is mashma that Chareshes cannot. My time, why not? Why can't a Chareshes eat Truma? A Ketana can eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Gzeira Shema Yachil Cheresh B'Chareshes. Maybe we're going to have it's a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? This case is a normal man is married to a deaf girl. What if a deaf man is married to a deaf girl? If a deaf man is married to a deaf girl, that own marriage is only midrabanan. Why is that marriage midrabanan? Because the man doesn't have das either. The man doesn't have das. And we said this in Yevamos, we don't want people being idle and not being... So let them marry, midrabanan, they'll be married. So since the whole marriage is only midrabanan, it's a gzeira. How could we allow them to eat truma? The whole marriage is derabanan. So you know what? We're never going to let a chareshes eat truma. Atu, where the husband's also a cheresh. So the Gemara says, v'lechol. What's a big deal? Let them eat truma. Katan ochel nevelosu. A katan's allowed to eat non-kosher. Bezdin will not stop. It's not Bezdin's job. Bezdin will not stop a katan from eating non-kosher. Let him eat non-kosher. It's not Bezdin's job. It's a father's job. So if it's the father's job, we'll get to that in a minute. So why can't they eat truma? So they're like ketanim. They're not. They're adults. But since they're both deaf, they have the halachic status of a lav bar das, which is like a cotton. So let them eat. What's the big deal? Let them eat. That question is so strong that the Gemara changes the gzeira. So the Gemara says, you're right. You know what the gzeira is? Gzeira, shema, yachil, cheresh, bepikchis. Maybe the gzeira is, what if a regular girl is married to a cheresh? That is also a derabanan marriage. Why? Because the cheresh he's a cheresh. He's married to a regular girl. Now what's going to happen? She's going to eat truma? She's not allowed to. She's not allowed to. Truma's a doraisa. She's an adult. She's a regular, perfectly healthy girl. She happens to be married to a cheresh. So we're not going to allow a chareshes to eat truma, atu, when a pikchit, a regular girl, is married to a cheresh. That's the gzeira. So the Gemara says, v'lecha b'truma d'rabanan. So why can't she eat truma d'rabanan? The whole marriage is d'rabanan. Why can't she eat truma d'rabanan? So the Gemara answers, gzeira shema asi l'echal truma d'raisa. Maybe she'll come to eat truma d'raisa. So therefore, what's the gzeira? No, you don't like it? What's the gzeira? The gzeira is a chareshes can eat truma. Right? The Gemara implied, since the Mishnah only said a katana can eat truma, It's mashma, a chareshes cannot eat truma. Why not? It's a gzeira, otu, a healthy girl, eating truma daraisa. Right? So Rashi asks this question. So why don't we say that a katana can't eat truma atu a gedola? Right? Rashi asked that question. Aval gadol b'katana lekel amigzar. First wide line. Bishum katan b'gedola. The katan less le nitsu and afilu medrabanan. What? We're going to get to that in a minute with the treif. Tosva says no because she's going to grow up. So it's only a temporary situation. Okay. Now, the Rambam in Hilchas Trumos, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet says, listen to this: Chareshes v'shota sheniseis l'kohen. If a chareshes is married to a kohen, our Gemara said she can't eat truma. Why? Gzeira, a regular girl. Rambam says, Eina ocheles truma. Afilu hisia aviha, even if her father married her off, which means it's a marriage doraisa. Gzeira shema yisa cheirish kohen lechareshes biyochalosa. Because maybe you'll have a case where a cheirish is married to a chareshes and they'll eat truma. Lefikach gazru shalotocha chareshes pasisol kva. Wait a minute. Our Gemara rejected that gzeira. Our Gemara said that gzeira is no good. Why is that gzeira no good? Because, let them eat. Right? After all, they're only katanin, they're like katanin, so let them eat. So we rejected that gzeira. The Rabban Paskin's like that gzeira. What's going on? What's going on is as follows. Rashi says that the ilu, it's in the Rashi, in the Gemara, the ilu chareshes, what does Rashi say? Shalo hisia aviha. She doesn't have a father. Vihi nesias me'atma l'koi mishagadla. She's an adult. Says the Rambam, I don't agree with Rashi. That's not the case. The case is, she's a katana, and as the Rambam said, she has a father. Of course Bezin has no chiv of stopping her from eating treif. What about a father? What kind of chinuch is this? How on earth can you allow your child to eat treif? This is the Aruch Laner's answer. You can't let your child eat treif. This gzeira is good enough for me, says the Rambam, because I'm not letting the father. What do you mean? Well, maybe because they're going to eat treif. They're going to eat. We can't let a chareshes who's married to a regular guy eat truma, a gzeira when they're both deaf. So the Gemara says, they're both deaf, they're allowed to eat. Says the Rambam, what do you mean they're allowed to eat? How can they leave? What about chinuch? So Rashi, to answer that problem, had to come up with a case where there is no father. So there's no father, so there's no chinuch. Right, the father's died alive. Says the Rambam, what if the father's alive? Of course it's going to be, of course it's a chinuch issue. That gzeira is good enough for me. That's how the Rambam says what he says. It's unbelievable, Aruch Haner. Okay, next. Okay, where are we next? Fine. V'al hamarish ha-gazal shibano, Tana Rabbanan. Gazal merish, if somebody steals a beam, Ubino builds a building. Ubino Babir builds a building. Meshami Omer Mekakea call Abira Kula. You take the whole building down. Umachzir Merish Labailath. And then you return the beam. Ubasil Omer, no. Ein lo Ela Dme Merish Bavad. Bishum Takana Sashavim. You only have to do the Merish. You only have to pay the value because of the Takana of the Shavim. So in the Sefer Yonah, right? In the Sefer Yonah, it says there in Paragimel halacha. Paragimel pasuk ches. That when after Yonah came and gave Nineveh Musar that they're going to be destroyed, they did tshuva. What they do? Vayiskasu sakim adar v'behema. They put sackcloth on the animals and the people. Vayikru el elokim b'chazka. They cry out to Hashem a lot. Vayishuvu ish midarko hara'a. And each man turned away from his evil. Umin hachamas asher b'kapehem. And from the Hamas. The Medrash says on this pasuk, they would tear the building down and give back the beam. Even though they don't have to, we could just pay cash. No, they were so machmir. So ask all the Mefarshim, who made them be so machmir? Why are they so machmir? This gzeira wasn't made for Goyim. What are they doing? What are they doing? Right? What? The Helek B'Shamay. Anshin Ninvi, no, the answer is going to be the Helek the Ramban. The Anshin Ninvi, Helek the Ramban. Because the Ramban said, it's similar to what we said before. You might not get around, you might not get around the Heshavetz Akzela problem. We're going to get around that problem. But, that's why exactly why the Pasuk, it's so Madurik in the Pasuk. They got away from the Darko Hara'a U'min HaChamas. You're right. I might not be able to get around the Heshavetz Akzela problem. But, I am going to destroy the whole building because I don't even want Chamas on my hands. Like I said before, if you just take someone's clothing, take someone's item and pay for it, even if you give full mark, it's still a Chamas. So what is the paying help? So by us, Jew, but how does it help? Maybe it'll remove that stigma of a Chamas. You're not going to even claim Heshavetz Akzela. They went so far in the tshuva process, they didn't want to go near this issue. They'll knock the building down. That's why the God was the Anshin Inveh. It's an amazing word also. Okay, next. The Al HaChatas HaGzula. Amar Ula. Ula said, Dvar Torah, it's a Dinda Araisa. Bein Noda'a, Obein Lo Noda'a. Whether or not people know if the animal was stolen, in a Mikaparis, it doesn't work. My timer, why not? Yeish Kedi Lo Kani. Yeish by itself is not Kona. In other words, just because the guy whose animal was stolen doesn't think he's going to get it back, it doesn't mean you, the Ganav, are Kona it. Says Tosvos, that goes against everything we know about Yeish. Right? If the guy loses hope, why can't I be Kona it? So Tosvos says, it's only the big, very big Tosvos here, Tosva says, you're only not kona it for purposes of a carbon because it's mitzvah b'avera. How can I be makdish a carbon that I stole? So for purposes of a carbon, I'm not makdish it. I might own it for other purposes. The yeish plus my... Don't I have it in my possession now? So it's yeish plus... I got it now. So that might work in stam hilchas gzela, but not for a carbon. Because then it's a mitzvah b'avera. What? So it's in the Shein Rishos. It's in my Rishos.
It's not
what? That's exactly the question. What do you mean it's not Yeish Kedi? It's in my Rishos now. Yes, for purposes of a carbon, it's not considered a changing of a Rishos. What? Right, for purposes of the ability to be Machdish it, it's not changing a Rishos. Right. It's a long Tosfos. But that's what's going on here. Umatam Amru Lo No De Mikaperes. So how come we're changing the halacha now and saying, Midaraisa, this is not a good carbon? Second, we're changing the halacha and saying it's yeah, good carbon. Why? Shelo yehei kahanim atzevim. So the kahanim shouldn't be depressed. Why are they going to be depressed? Because if they find out they were makdish, they were makriv a carbon that's stolen, and they eat it, they're going to feel terrible. So the Gemara says, but that's not what the Mishnah said. Amrilei rabbanon leula v'hanan t'bnei tikkun hamizbeach tanan. The Mishnah said for the tikkun of the mizbeach, not because the kahanim are going to be upset. So the Gemara answers, no, that's exactly what the Mishnah meant. Amalehen, no. Kivin, the Kahanim atzevim, nimtzum is be'ach batel. The Kahanim are going to be reluctant to bring karbanos. Maybe it's stolen, and then we're going to be all busy with this carbon. Then we're going to eat it, and it turns out we're eating chulin that was brought in the Azara. That's a big aveira. So you know what? It's going to be a disincentive to work on the... And what? So for the ticket of them, don't worry about it. If you don't know, it'll be fine. If you don't know, it'll be fine. Rav Yehuda Omer, the exact opposite. Dvar Torah, bein oda'a, bein lo noda'a. Whether or not you know, mikaparis, it works, my time of why? Yeish kedi kani, because yeish will be kona. Ay, umatam amru, noda'a, ein mikaparis. So how come, if you know about it, it's not going to work? So the Gemara answers, shelo yomru, people shouldn't say, mizbeach ochel gzelos, that the mizbeach accepted Gzelus. Asks Tosvos, how can it be ochre dover from the Torah? The Torah said it's a good carbon. How can we say it's not a good carbon? We're going to make you bring another one? How could you say it's good? Tosvos answers, Tap Tosvos, Enachanami. You find out about it before the coin's done. Enachanami, once he finishes, how could you undo what the Torah says you're allowed to do? He brought a carbon. The Rabbi Yehuda says, according to the Torah, that's fine, even if it's stolen. How could we go along now? No, that's not going to be... If people knew, No, people are going to say that's a terrible slander on the mizbeach. So being okay or duffer from the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. You can do that with a shave al tasa, sitting still on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on a Shabbos and not blowing shofar. How can you actively go tell the guy you got to bring another carbon? The first one you brought was no good; it was stolen. So Tosfos answers Eina Chanami. Eina Chanami. We only found out about it before you finished. That's Tosfos' answer. The Radvaz has an unbelievable answer. It's a Radvaz in Itzuri Mizbeach Parakei Halacha Zayin. If it's a big enough reason, like here, like stealing things, we will be oker or something from the Torah, even with an asay, even with a kumva asay. Unbelievable chiddush. But according to the Torah, it's good. You're done. As a matter of fact, according to the Torah, once you get a kapara, you can't bring another carbon for the same avera. Not allowed to do that. Now we're making you bring another carbon. And by the way, let's say this carbon was for a zav or a metzora. He's allowed to go on to the Beit HaMikdash now. He's tar. Well, undoing all that? How do you have the power to do that? So Tosfos says, no, you really can't do it. Oh, we found out about it beforehand. They shechted it, maybe they didn't sprinkle the dam yet. Then the Kohen said, what, it's stolen? Throw it out. But they didn't bring it yet. The Radvaz says, no, even if they brought it, it's okay. For a big idea, for a big issue, we can be okay, something from the Torah. That's the Radvaz. And the Shita Mikabetza says, no, we'll use Hefker Bez and Hefker. What we're going to do is, we're going to take it away from the owner. We're going to take it away from the Gazel. So it was never his, to figure out how exactly that would work. So just as a 1 minute aside, where do we ever get this? We had this Gemara that the Chacham have the power to be oker something from the Torah. The Gemara in Yevamos, where this Gemara really, where that sugi really is, never gives him a car for this idea. That the Chacham have the power to tell you not to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says to blow. Because you're afraid that people might carry a shofar, therefore the whole Klal Yisrael doesn't blow shofar. Who gave the Chacham that power to say that? Where'd that come from? There's no makar for that. It doesn't anywhere in Shas. It's assumed that it's allowed. They never quote a pasuk. There's no svara, no drasha, no gzeir shava, nothing. No, nothing at all. How do we do it? So Rabbi Chanan suggested it's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Parsha Shoftim, of all places. That's why I'm mentioning it, because it's this week's parsha. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, Lo sasser min hadavar asher yagidu l'cha yamin u'smol. You cannot veer from what the Chachamim say, right or left. Even if they tell you the right is the left, and even if they tell you the left is the right. Does that mean that if they tell you 2 + 2 = 5, you have to believe it? Of course not. We're talking about halachic right and left. They tell you something, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. What do you mean? The Torah says to do the right thing, you're telling me to do the left thing. The answer is, this pasuk says the Chacham has the power to do that. Sure does. It's a pasuk. Not to answer the question?
No,
that's what Rav Sack said that in a shiur about Rav Blom Tov on Shabbos.
It doesn't say do it, you have to listen to it.
What? Right. Right. No. Al piator asher yorucha v'al mishpat asher yom rulucha. Ta'aseh. Whatever they say. Don't veer off from what they say.
So they say also, let's start eating the chazah.
What? No, but shave, only shave yal tasa. Only shave yal tasa. So the Radvaz has a chiddush. If it's a big enough reason, that it makes sense to say that we're not going to allow a mizbeach to bring stolen items. It's a kumva say. The Radvaz says go for it. Right, but to go say to eat tray, who would have why would anyone say that? So that's the Rebbe Chanan. The Rambam has another suggestion. We have this idea. There's an idea in Mesechta's Yuma that what's the Svara, how do we know that you could violate Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh? So we say, the Chai Bohem, you live by the Velosha Yomus Bohem. But the Gemara there suggests a bunch of suggestions. One of them is, violate one Shabbos, you can keep many Shabbos. Fine, so be Mechal today, but for the rest of your life, you'll be able to, die now. So be Mechal Shabbos today, and then you can continue for the rest of your life. So the Rambam uses that idea, a similar type of idea, to explain how the Chachamim could tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos. And to be ochre things in the Torah, b'kum va'aseh. Don't do this today, because you have other downsides that might happen. You might carry other downsides. Similar type of idea. Okay? Next. So we have a machlokes here between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. Did the Torah never allow it, or did the Torah always allow it? So Bishlam Ula Hainu Diktoni Chatas. So I understand Ula, that's why it specifically singles out Achatas. Elul of Yehuda, Ma'ir Yechatas, Afila Olanami. Any carbon would be good. Why singling Achatas? Of course, the Ula makes sense. Why singling Achatas? So the Gemara says, you're right, let me buy a carbon. Let me buy a Ula, the Kalahi. Don't have to tell me about Ula, Ola, Aola, which is completely burnt up. Nobody eats a thing. If the whole Ula's problem is, the Kahanim are going to get upset that they ate carbonos. You don't eat an Ola. So it makes sense how we singled out Chatas. But of course, if Yehuda, everything was always good, so why are you singling out even an Ola? So the Gemara says, you're right, the Ola, let me buy an Ola. I don't have to tell you that an Ola is going to be fine. The Kalohi, because it's all burnt up. Ela, Afilu, Chatas, Nami, even a Chatas, the Chalev, the Dam, who disalak, like Abi Mizbeach. The Chalev and the Dam get burnt on the Mizbeach. The Idach Kahanim Achlile, and the Kahanim eat part of it. It's a part of it they don't eat. So maybe I would have a heter to say, okay, so fine, so let it go. So it should be no good. Afilu hachi gazur. We still make the gzeira. Shelo yomru, mizbech ochel gzeilos. Mizbech ate gzeilos, even though the mizbech didn't eat all of it. Because the kahana ate some of it. No good? Yeah. Tanan, our Mishnah said, al achatas hagzula, on achatas that was stolen, shalom no da'ol l'rabim, that nobody knew about, shehi mekaperes, that it'll work, mebetikin ha-mizbeach. So bishlom u'ulanicha, that makes sense. El of Yehuda, ibchami boile. It should have said the exact opposite. It should have said, as Rashi points out in the last of the wide lines, al achatas hagzula, shalom da'ol l'rabim, ena mekaperes. It doesn't work, we said. The Mishnah's wrong. So the Gemara says, you're right, hachinami ka'amar, change the Mishnah, lo no da mekaperes, lo no da mekaperes. If you didn't know about it, then it works. But no da, in the mekaperes, the tikkun ha-mizbeach. We don't want people to think that the mizbeach ate stolen karbanos. Masav Rava asked the following question. 1 minute. Ganav, the hikdish, if somebody stole an animal, and then he was makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, v'achakach, then he went back to the Beis HaMikdash one night, tavach u'machar, and he slaughtered it or sold it, mishalat tashlumei kefel, you have to pay kefel. Why? Because you stole an animal. But the Eino Meshalim Tashlumi Abba Chamisha. You don't have to pay 4 and 5. Why not? Because they didn't belong to it. I gave it to the Beis HaMikdash now. There's no 4 and 5. There's no Dal Behe by the Beis HaMikdash. By me, yeah. Not by the Beis HaMikdash. So I stole it. Once I steal it, I have to pay Kefil. Now I'm Makdash it. And then I go ahead and be Tavach HaMachar. I don't pay 4 or 5 because that belongs to Hekdash. V'toni Allah Bachot Ki Hagavna Onesh Kareis. And we said over there, if you would slaughter this animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, you would get Kareis. For shechting a kachim chutz. Now, if you tell me yeish kedi lo kani, that yeish by itself doesn't work, then kareis ma'avidatayu. What kind of kareis is there? If you stole an animal, but we're going to hold that you don't own it because yeish by itself is nothing, then how could you ever be makdish to the mizbeach? It didn't belong to you. So you shechted it outside. You didn't shech kachim. It was never yours to make it the kachim. So what kind of kareis is there? So the Gemara says, Amar of Shizbi, kareis midivrehem. It's kareis midirabana. Kareis midirabana. So achichu alaychu, kareis midivrehem yikah? They laughed at him. Such a thing as kareis midirabana? No such thing as that. What, the Rabbana are going to have your life end early? There's no such thing. So the Gemara says, Amalu Rava, Gavar Rabba Amu Milsa. Someone is an unbelievable Musar. Someone great said something. Lo sochichu alaycha. Don't laugh at it. Maybe it's taken out of context. Maybe he didn't understand what he meant. What he meant was, it makes a lot of sense. Kareis sh'al yedei divrei and ba'asilo. No, you know what we're going to do? The Chacham have the power of Hefter Grabadzik and Hefker to transfer ownership to you, the Goslin. So what are they going to do? They're going to make it your ayesh. They can do whatever they want about property. So they're going to make it yours. And when you're machtish it, it will be good hektish. And when you shecht it outside, you will be over on Kareis. So the Chacham are going to get that animal to belong to you. Really, Yeish by itself will not be Kohen. It won't give you the power to be Makdash it. But the Chacham can change that. That's what the Chacham are doing. So now, Rav asks the question. So, Kimi Rabbanan Birshu say, the Rabbanan will make it yours, Ki Heche De L'Chayev Ola, it'll make you Chayev for it, for Shkut Echutz. Yeah. Interesting question. Do we say, maybe we didn't hold like that at the same time, right? So Amar Rava, Havada Kamei Boyalis, I have the following question. Ki Ukmer Rabbanan Birshut say, when did the Rabbanan say it's in my Rishos, Mishas Geneva? From the time I stole it, it becomes mine? They make it mine? Oh, Mishas Hekdesha. Only when I'm Makdash it, it's mine. In other words, do I own it from the second I steal it? Only later, an hour later when I'm Makdash it. When does it become mine? So lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Ligiza seha vladoseha. Can I shear it before a makas? Then I get the wool. It has a baby now, I get to keep that baby. Does it belong to the Beis HaMikdash yet? It belongs to me. So the Gemara says, my hadar, what's halacha? Hadar amarava, mistabra mishas hekdesha. It must be that it only becomes yours the moment you're makdish it. You know why? Shloye chote nitzkar. A guy steals, I can't gain by that. So I'm going to steal it, shear it, and then it's going to be mine, and then I'm going to be makdish it, so I get the wool? That's crazy. That we're letting a criminal gain. No, it doesn't belong to you, that shearings. Why not? Because yeah, it doesn't work. If you're makdish it, at the moment you're makdish it, we'll make it yours, so you can get, so it'll be your responsibility if you do anything to it later. Okay? Says the Mishnah, Lo haya sikrikin bi Yehuda. There were no sikrikin in Yehuda. What's sikrikin? Sikrikin were Romans during the times of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's what gets us into Kamsa by Kamsa tomorrow. There were Romans during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash that would take land from you. They would steal it from you. Instead of killing you, they would take the land from you. That din didn't apply in Yehuda, Baharugei Milchama, during the war. Why not? Tosfa says something which I just do not understand. Tosfa says in Yehuda, Yerushalmi, Birishona Gazer Gzera al Yehuda. And originally, I think it should say there was no Gzera. Ahavi Gzera, I'm sorry. There was a Gzera on Yehuda, only on Yehuda. Why? Lefisha Mesoris Biyada Me'avotsam. They had a tradition. She Yehuda Harag Esav. The Yehuda is going to kill Esav. Dichsiv Yadcha Ba'orif Oidecha. V'tanin Arab is Sifri. It's true. It's a Sifri. What does it say? Yadav Rav Lo B'sha Shaharag Es Esav. That Yehuda will kill Esav. Aye. Ubisof Perak the Sota the Amar Chushim Ben Don Shakal Kulfo Machaya Areshe. The Esav. But don't we know that Chushim Ben Don killed Esav? So Tosfos says, "V'nasru einei v'naflu achrei di Yaakov," and Yaakov's eyes open, whatever. So the Gemara says, "No, Shema lo meis ba'os ha'ka ach amad al Yehuda v'hargo." Now, Chushim Ben Don didn't really kill Esav; he almost killed him, and then Yehuda finished the job. But didn't Chushim Ben Don slice off his head? What do you? Also, don't we say that Esav will fall to Bnei Rachel, which is why Yehoshua fought Amalek, and Shaul fought Amalek, and Mordechai fought Amalek? And as Eitan Feiner said on Sunday night, maybe you could even stretch that to Chushim, who's the son of Don, who's from Bilhah, from Leah, to all Leah's extended. Also, what's Yehuda doing here? I don't have an answer for that. That's the whole thing of Mashiach ben Yosef, is to defeat Amalek. That's a tradition that we have. So, I don't know what Yehuda's doing here, but Lo haya sikrikin bi Yehuda, bi haruge milchama. Once the war was over, yesh ba sikrikin. Then there were sikrikin even in Yehuda. That makes no sense. The Gemara will ask that. Ketzad, what's going on? Lakach mi sikrikin. If somebody sold his land to the sikrikin, it wasn't a sale. They took it. They wouldn't kill him. They would just take the land. V'chazav lakach mi balabayis. And then you went over to the owner of the land, who the sikrikin had it, and you gave him a dollar, and he said, okay, I'm buying it from you. Mecho bato. That mechach is bato. Why? Because the only reason they sold it to the sikrikin was they shouldn't get killed. Mibalabayis, but if you bought it from the owner, then v'chazav v'lakach misikrikin, then the sikrikin took it and sold it to you. That mechokayim, that's a good sale because you really bought it from the guy first. Lakach min ha'ish, if you bought land from a man, v'chazav v'lakach min ha'isha, then you bought the same land from an isha, who, by the way, that land is indebted to her in her ksuva. So this sale that she really did to you is nothing. Mecho batel, the mechach is batel. Of course, the sale you bought from the husband is a good sale. The land will be yours. If he dies or divorces her, she has the right to get the land back from you. Min ha'isha v'chazav v'lakach min ha'ish. But if you bought it first from the woman and then the man, mechel kayim, it's a good sale. Zu mishna rishona. That's the first gzeiras. But be'ezin shalach rehim amru, then later they said, halakach mi sikrikin, if you buy from the sikrikin, no sin labalim revia, you give the owner a quarter. Amasai, when? Bisman, why do you do that? Because that's what people were doing. They were buying from the Sikrikin, hoping that the Sikrikin would sell it at a discount. So the man of Takana, that you should pay the owner at least a quarter, so he gets, that was the difference of the discount, so he shouldn't be totally out of the blue. People weren't redeeming land. Amosai, when is that? It's Manche Ein Biyadon Likach. If the owner can't redeem it himself. Aval Yesh Biyadon Likach, but if he can, Hein Kodem L'Chaladam, they come first. Rabbi Hoshiv Bezdin V'nimnu Shehis Shata V'Zei Sikrikin Shnei Mar Sechodesh, Rebbe made a rule that if the land sits idle for 12 months and the owner doesn't try to redeem it himself, everybody, anyone can come get it. But you got to give the owner a quarter. We'll do a few lines and then we'll stop. Wait a minute. During the war, there was no sikwikin. After the war, there were. That doesn't make any sense. Tamar of Yehuda. No, lo donu ba din sikwikin ka'amar. There was no din sikwikin at all. That's what we meant to say. There was no sikwikin at all. Tamar of Asi gimel gzeres gazu gzerasa. There were three gzeres. Kamaisa, the first one was, kol delo katil lik tuluhu. If you see a Jew, said the Romans, and you don't kill the Jew, we'll kill you. Mitziyasa, the second one, kol dekatil laisi arbezuze. If you kill a Jew, you got to pay four zoos, a very small amount. Nobody would mind. Basraisa called the Kata Lutiluhu. Then we said if you kill a Jew, then you will get killed. The Jew's not like everybody else. So Hilka, Kamaisa Mitziyasa, the first two Gzeros given to Katili, since there was death involved, Agav Unse, Gomar Umakde. A person would willingly give it to the guy. He'd rather give it to the guy than get killed. Therefore, it's a good. Therefore, you buy it from the Sikwikin. But in Yehuda, but by Thraisa, after that, Amri Ha'idna Lishkol Amachat Evnelei Bedine. I'm fine. I'll let the Sikwikin take it, and I'll get it back. I'll redeem it back myself. So, since that was the case, that's why the din of Sikwikin only applied later on after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. That makes sense. I know. We said that by the children. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll a little over. And tomorrow is the famous Kamsa Bar Kamsa. We're going to start tomorrow. I want to start earlier. So maybe we'll start at 5 after 6 if we can, or 10 after 6. I'm going to try to be here on time. All right? We'll hopefully start a few minutes early. Someone.